Do have a seat. Well, good afternoon to you. And let me add my welcome to you to this family carol service. Now, I've already got off to a good start because somebody in the crowd has already fallen asleep. But it's all right. He's only a couple of weeks old, so I'll let him off. He's snoring away over there, little baby Ben, bless him. We're going to be having a look at the Christmas story. And the account in Luke is a great account, and I would really encourage you to read it through at home, yourselves, with your children, because Luke tells us that this is an eyewitness account. People who were there have helped to write it down. Well, we're going to have a look at the first little bit of it together, and what we're going to do is we're going to start off with just a little bit of a game, just to get us thinking. Now, I'm going to need some volunteers, but don't worry. I wasn't expecting any. That's good. You're volunteering your parents or grandparents. Okay, so, yeah, I thought that would get the enthusiasm going. So I'm looking for one mum or grandmum and one dad or granddad. So let's have... Anyone's too eager. Let's have... I'll tell you what, Jake, who are you going to volunteer? Your mum. Landed it. Don't worry, it's nothing bad. Out you come, out you come. And your dad. Oh, there we go. Good. Out you come. Where did the lollipop mic get to? Is it underneath? Don't worry, out you come. Don't worry, it's nothing bad. I promise. Promise. In the game of presents. Okay, let's just have your name first of all.
Leanne.
Try again.
Leanne.
Okay, great.
David.
Great. Now, you guys are probably familiar with the news quiz. Have I got news for you? For the kids, some of you might be in bed when it's usually on. It's just a quiz about news. Okay? It's quite a good quiz. And one of the rounds features news headlines. Okay? News headlines. Now, on the screen behind us are going to appear news headlines with a word blanked out. And you need to tell me what you think that word is. Okay, so here's the first one. Police something climate protesters. Ladies first, I think.
Arrest.
Arrest.
Love.
Love. So your occupation is?
Pass.
Policeman. I think Leanne was closest. It was police battle climate protesters. Here's the next one. Something, I've got a big something, hits high. What do we reckon? Let's go with Dave first of all.
Royal Bank of Scotland debt.
Don't know.
I forget, I guess it's got something to do with young people.
Okay. Crime?
Crime. Crime, they've either spelt it really wrong. Yeah. It's youth unemployment hits high. Dramatic headline. Here's the next one. Harry salutes band of...
X Factor.
Band of X Factor, okay. That's a logical guess.
Smurfs.
Harry salutes band of Smurfs. I would love to see that headline. Unfortunately, it's Harry salutes band of mothers. Some mums of people who have been killed in service abroad. Here's the next one. Commuters braced for... Who are we up to? Are we up to you?
Ice.
Okay. Commuters braced for ice.
Train delays.
Train delays. I think Dave was closest. Heavy snow. Heavy snow. And the last one. Missing cat was... blank.
Stolen.
Santa Claus.
Missing cat was... Missing cat was on ferry to Spain. I think they've done brilliantly. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. Missing cat was on ferry to Spain. Well, who here reads or watches the news or gets a morning newspaper. Put your hands up if you read the news or you get a morning newspaper. Some of the kids, maybe you read news rounds, watch news rounds. Adults, who gets the morning paper on the way to work? Yeah. Well, have you ever noticed how most of the news, nearly all of the news, is bad news? It's bad news. If there is any good news, it's always saved to the end, or it finds a little spot in the newspaper. Well, at Christmas, we celebrate good news. We celebrate good news. In fact, the best news that there has ever or will ever be. You see, we celebrate the news that happened 2,000 years ago on the hills outside of Bethlehem on the night that Jesus was born. Shepherds looking after their sheep were suddenly visited by an angel. An angel. Good reaction. That's my boy. Now, the shepherds, understandably, were very frightened because angels aren't as cute and fluffy as we think. They're actually pretty scary. But it was okay because this was good news. It was bringing good news. Look at verse 10 with me. It'll be on the screen. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be a great joy to all of the people." To all the people. Most news that we see on TV, we can easily ignore or we can switch it off, can't we? Because it's not news for us. It doesn't involve us and it doesn't make much of a difference to our lives. But the good news that the angel was bringing was good news for the shepherds. And it's also good news for us. Can anyone tell me the missing word from the angel's headline? What's the missing words from the angel's headline? Yeah, have a guess. It's a good guess, but it's not Jesus. Did you? It's not the Son of God. It's not a baby. It's not the Christ. You're getting warmer. The Saviour. Our Saviour. Your Saviour. Today, your Saviour was born. Today, your Saviour was born. Let's have a look at verse 11. Today, your Saviour was born in the town of David. He is Christ, that is the promised chosen King, the Lord. The good news was this, a Saviour had been born. And he was a Saviour for the shepherds. And he's a Saviour for all people, even us. Now, in order for us to accept this good news of a Saviour, we have to own up to some pretty bad news about ourselves. You see, if Jesus came to be our Saviour, then, well, there must have been something that we needed to be saved from. And without Jesus, each one of us has a big problem. Sin. Sin is not loving God as we should and not obeying God as we should. And without Jesus, God is angry at us because of our sin. He is a good God. He is a just God. And he cannot ignore it when people don't love him as they should and don't obey him as they should. Without Jesus, we're in big trouble. And without Jesus, we can do nothing to save ourselves. That's our bad news. But the good news of Jesus is that he was born to be our Saviour. Jesus was born as a man and he died on a cross and he rose to life to save us from our sin. The big question we're left with is this. Are we going to accept and believe that good news? If the answer is yes, I want to believe that good news about Jesus, then the good news of Christmas just keeps getting better and better and better. Because not only does Jesus save us from our sin, but he gives us new relationship with God, where we can love God as we should and we can obey him as we should because of Jesus. But if our answer is no, I don't want to believe that good news, then there is simply no good news. Because we're rejecting Jesus, and he's the only one who can save us from sin. So I urge you to say yes to Jesus, to accept and believe his good news, that he is our Saviour. And ask Jesus to save you from your sin, maybe even today. Well, there's three options ahead of us for what to do next. If this is for the first time, or if you'd like to know more, then I'd love to speak to you afterwards. Do come and talk to me. It'd be great to talk to you. And you can ask me any question you like. That's option number one. The second thing is we run a course called Christianity Explored, and there's a new one happening in the new year. It starts on Tuesday, the 12th of January, and we'd love to see you there. And in the run-up to Easter next year, there are a series of events called A Passion for Life, where we want to tell you more about Jesus as we look forward to celebrating his death and resurrection. Inside your service sheet, you'll find one of these cards, a little response card, and we'd love you to fill it out. Even if you're a regular here and you've been coming a while, but maybe we don't yet know you, fill it out. If you're visiting, you visit us usually every year at Christmas, we'd love to get to know you. Do fill it out. If you've been brought with a friend, fill it out. Let us know a little bit about you. We'd love to talk further about Jesus. Well, I'm going to pray. And as I said, maybe even tonight, you want to accept that good news of Jesus as your Saviour. Well, let me pray and we can do just that. Our Father God, thank you for the good news of Jesus' birth. Thank you for sending him to be our Saviour. Help us to accept this good news and help us to believe that Jesus is our Saviour, now and always. Amen.